In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In this wonderful service, we reflect on the great news of our salvation, the great work of God who comes down from heaven, is incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. God becomes a man. This is the incarnation. And this reflection of this young maiden who bravely says, "Behold, the servant of the Lord, Idu, Iduli Kiriu." This is the Most Holy Lady that we call our confidence, Parisia. This is our confidence. A couple of times we heard this word. We said that she is our confidence. She's the confidence of the mortals before God. And then before we say the Our Father in the Divine Liturgy, we say, "Make us worthy with boldness and confidence before you to call you the Heavenly God, Father," and to say. And it certainly does take a lot of confidence to call God Father, because by nature, the Son of God is God. So how dare we say Father to God? It's only because He blessed us to be able to do that, that He sent His eternal Son, the one who sits on the throne of divinity, o kathimenos edoxi, epithronu theotitos, the one who sits on the throne of divinity, the one who's the Son of God from before time, comes down to earth, and He makes us worthy to call Him Father. Amazing. Amazing what kind of confidence this is. And she is the one by whom our confidence is, we're clothed again, as I said a few weeks ago. When Adam and Eve were aware of their nakedness, they tried to cover themselves. And you and I cannot clothe ourselves in honor. God clothes us with light in the baptism. And it's by the Theotokos that God becomes a man, and He clothes us in His light. He clothes us with this confidence once again. It's not easy to be confident. We talk very popularly in the world about self-confidence. And I don't know about you, but if I were to rely on myself for confidence, I would not have any at all. But confidence, when we think about St. Paul's beautiful words, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." What a special confidence God blesses us with. And what a special confidence He gave to the Theotokos and to Joseph, who cared for her. Because it's wonderful that she said, "Behold, the servant of the Lord." But imagine what a risk it was in those days to know that if you were pregnant without a husband, you might have been put to death because of the punishment for adultery. And Joseph, suspecting this, beautifully said, and we hear this around the Feast of the Nativity, that he was a righteous man, and being unwilling to put her to shame, he resolved to divorce her quietly so that she wouldn't be harmed. But Even though he didn't have quite the right idea, God met him in his righteous intention and helped him to be a righteous servant. He gave him boldness and confidence to take care of the virgin, to take her and the child where God wanted them to go. So it isn't always easy to discern what is God's vocation for us. Where does he want our minds and our feet to go? Where should our hearts be? But I think if we can listen to those beautiful words of the Theotokos and say, with her, behold, the servant of the Lord, we can see really what a great honor it is to serve the Lord. In the Psalms, it says that I would rather be an outcast in the courts of the Lord rather than be an elect elsewhere. And in other words, there's more honor even in being an outcast with God than to be an upstanding citizen in a place of iniquity. A day in your courts are worth more than 1,000 elsewhere. What a beautiful confidence we have being servants of God, to worship the one who took the form of a servant. Who came into the world and with his own mouth said, with God, everything is possible. And this is what the angel said to the Theotokos right before she said, behold, the servant of the Lord. With God, nothing will be impossible. That in other words, if God is asking us to do something, he's going to make it happen and we can cooperate. What a great news it is that God became incarnate for us, and that he calls us to be servants, but in that manner, we become sons, heirs of the kingdom of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.